You're listening to SBS News.
It is a case that has resonated from a small country town in Queensland across the nation. A popular Billawheeler family taken from their home at dawn to a Melbourne immigration centre almost 2,000 kilometres away. 3 months later, friend and former Billawheeler resident Simone Cameron says it has been a tough time for the couple, known as Priya and Nadasalingam, and their two Australian-born daughters.
This family's been in detention for 108 days. I can't keep my toddler locked up indoors for 108 minutes, and I don't know how this wonderful family have coped as well as they have.
Now, the Tamil couple from Sri Lanka have suffered a bitter legal blow, with a court rejecting an appeal against their deportation. Ms Cameron, along with other supporters, is urging Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton to intervene.
His powers are listed as, you know, it's suitable for him to intervene when it's in the public interest. So I think this is a clear case of it being in the public interest. The people of Billawheeler have spoken, people right around Australia have spoken.
The couple's lawyers, considering a further appeal, say the father, Nadasalingam, and his family would face persecution as Tamils if deported to Sri Lanka. But Federal Circuit Court Judge Caroline Curtin has agreed with the Immigration Authority's assessment. There is no evidence he would be in danger because he safely returned there 3 times during the Civil War. The judge has also accepted an assessment that his family continued to live openly in Sri Lanka and there was no evidence they attracted adverse attention from the authorities. But Tamil Refugee Council spokesman Aaron Milvaganam says while the war is over, the danger in the country remains very real.
Tamils are still at risk of being disappeared, tortured, harassed in many ways. Tamil asylum seekers who have been deported back to Sri Lanka are facing all sorts of problems. Just 2 weeks ago, a Tamil asylum seeker who was deported back in 2015 passed away under mysterious circumstances.
In a statement to SBS, the Department of Home Affairs says the family's case has been comprehensively assessed over many years by the department, various tribunals and the courts. The department says they have consistently found the case does not meet Australia's protection obligations. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.